This is the ZMAR Podcast. Elite Benefits of America helps small and mid-sized companies with their health insurance programs. And now, your host, Butch ZMAR.
Heating business is about rolling up your sleeves and becoming accountable for whatever that you're trying to do, products, services, employees, overhead, whatever it might be, because if you sidestep things, eventually it catches up to you. And then when it catches up to you, people avoid it and mistakes happen and mishaps occur and the list goes on. And obviously we continue to keep talking about benefits programs. This one I'm going to talk about middle market programs more, but just to open up the reality, especially now, it's kind of like the off season, even though some of these middle-sized companies and large companies are starting the renewal process, are ready for 2025, and the time of this recording is still early in 2024, but it's still happening, right? And so some of the middle market's not going to do it for another 6 months, but some of the more proactive ones are doing it now, but it's more of the same, right? And so, and it happens all the time, and CFOs claim they're doing their job, HROs are trying to do their job, partners, board of directors, but it just seems like it's always the same results. But at the same time, there was a survey done by CFO.com that 59% of accountants, or, you know, CFOs, make several errors a month, right? And so they're human, right? There's a shortage of staff. That's a big one. There's also a claim that there's an increase of workload, especially in 2024. So because there's shortage of accountants, they're doing more work. And someone's just not having the right people in the right place so that the CFO, HROs, partners, owners can do their job with the information that's being provided by the staff or people they hire. Of the survey, they said that the ones that were interviewed, 35% of them said in 2024, one of the initiatives they're going to do is cost rationalization, and so which is, you know, more of cost control measures. But one thing that they always claim, yeah, we're going to control costs, and then they avoid benefits programs. And so it's definitely something that needs to be addressed because obviously it's expensive, but everybody's approaching it the wrong way. The other thing in the survey they talked about is using more technology. I can't tell you how many middle-sized companies out there are still using PDF open enrollments, putting employees in a room, passing out paperwork, collecting paperwork, submitting to the insurance company. HR is always following up with missing information from the employees because they miss spots. There's no, even though it might say required, people miss it on a regular basis, just human nature. But technology is not being leveraged the way it should be. So, and I guess why benefits in all this, right? One, it's the top three expenses of a company in the profit loss statement. You know, aside from, I mean, taxes is up there and payroll and I'm sure some other overhead, but it's usually in the top three. So even though this is the case, you know, CFOs and HROs and board of directors, they don't address it the way they should, like any other expense item. If all of a sudden rent went through the roof, or if supplies went through the roof, manufacturing went through the roof, they go through a cost analysis and they go through this whole procedure investing time to how to control it. But with healthcare, they just don't do it. They don't invest the time. They don't align in the right partners to combat this technology and cost. Many of the brokers out there are just status quo brokers, meaning that they have, most of them have loyalty to the big branded companies, right? And so it's easier to have the purple card in your wallet, and it's easier to deal with the staff instead of explaining that their insurance is switching or we're having another change. And it's just, people fear all of that, so they just kind of keep everything the same, but, you know, at a cost that most people are not talking about, not recognizing. CFOs are definitely no difference on this. They are trained differently, for sure. Like, their mindset are different, and that's why we have them, right? Owners not doing CFO jobs, or janitors are not doing it, right? But in the CPA classes, when they learn how to be a true accountant, they don't talk about how to analyze health insurance. They really don't. And so majority of the world doesn't understand it either. So they don't even take the time to do it and understand it and go through it. But, you know, at the same time, you know, if a middle market company was trying to make a purchase for $2 million, for example, that CFO will actually dive into certain things. They would have a whole process of due diligence. They would have reporting mechanisms. They would have data analysis that they would have to present to boards or other people in the company, and they would have timelines involved, and they have to report all this. And then there's certain required sign-offs based on whether it's engineering or if it's some other operational thing or logistics or something. Somebody else has to be involved in order for it all to go through. And most of the time with benefits, and we've dealt with this too, where there's one person making that decision. There's nobody else in the room. Sometimes there's somebody behind closed doors that are hinting at decisions, and that happens. But a lot of times these small, mid-size, even sometimes large companies, they delegate this one task to somebody else. It's usually somebody very important in the company, like CFO, HROs, whatever it might be. And they tend to be very, very, very busy. And so they don't block out time to make this work. They block out the most minimum that time it takes the review, because they just don't want to spend the time doing it. They don't want to invest that much time into it. One, because they don't understand it very well. They don't invest the time to understand it. But also, they feel like it's not really part of their job, so they need to move on as fast as possible. This is a huge problem in those who are making decisions. They feel like, I'm not getting paid directly for this, even if their role is really not a revenue-generated activity. But they feel like when they read their job description, this is not part of it. Therefore, they have to get it off their plate as fast as possible because it's a nuance. And all these excuses suffers benefit increases every single year and paying more than you actually have to or should, for that matter, right? But you know, we're stuck in this way, and I know we've talked about it on other podcasts, and I know other peers that I rub elbows with. It amazes me that majority of the people are stuck in this space. There's not enough urgency. They're generating enough revenue to cover it. They just complain about it, so it's not really that big of a deal. I know one of my peers, he's out of Florida. He had a prospect he was talking with, and he did some strategy analysis with him and said, hey, we can make these changes. You appoint my firm as your agent of record. And in the first 12 months, we're going to save $200,000 in healthcare expenses on premium from the company side. And they came back and said, $200,000, it just isn't exciting enough for them to do anything. And I tell you, you know how many other companies out there would be excited about $200,000? But they're so short-sighted, because that's $200,000 in the first year. So over a five-year period, there could actually be a chance that they could be over $1 million. And I'm not even just accumulating years. I'm saying year over year, there's a compounding thing that you could leverage $200,000 to do other things in your company. Very short-sighted. Years ago, there was a CFO, and he's still there, out of Arizona. His name is Steve Watson. I've only talked to him maybe once or twice. Awesome guy. He has his own podcast. You should go check it out. It's called the Trend Breakers Podcast. And he is just a CFO for a company. I don't think he owns it. I could be wrong on that. But he decided he was just going to take personal responsibility over this healthcare thing. It was one of the things inside the company he just could not control. He's just like, this is ridiculous. I got to figure this out, right? He couldn't find brokers to help move the needle enough. So he just started doing his own homework. But along the way, it opened up a bunch of doors. He found solutions, right? He found his team to work with, and they found newer solutions. Just the catalyst thing. This team and a new way of thinking, it saved them tons and tons of money. Well, and I want to say it's in the millions, right? And so just a ridiculous, huge amount. And the fact the employees got better healthcare in the meantime. They got access to bigger networks. They got lower out of pocket. The list goes on, right? There's another company, and I think they were out of Wisconsin. He was about this guy, his name is John, and I could mispronounce it, Torinas. And he was about to shut his doors, those companies, due to the cost of healthcare. And then it was way beyond anything that was manageable. He couldn't keep sales to go fast enough to meet the increased cost for his company, to the point that he couldn't pay other bills, including payroll. John was so desperate to find a solution, he went out there to try to find somebody that could help. It took him a long time, and he was doing the similar research that Steve Watson was doing. His employees depended on him to keep the doors open. He had that motivation and drive to figure this out. Otherwise, the doors would have to actually shut. So over time, John found his team of people to solve this problem with his healthcare and his company and gain back control. He actually wrote a book about the whole process. It's called The Company That Solved Healthcare. I would recommend it. It gives some insights. It doesn't give all the nuts and bolts. It's where you have to hire your team and figure out everything's unique, but it gives you a really good idea that everything's possible. And he was able to turn around and become more profitable in the meantime and obviously retain his employee base and create more loyalty. But in both of these cases, they had to make themselves accountable to solve this problem. Right? There are solutions out there, just may not be the solution that you really want it to be. It's got to be something new, because if you keep doing what you're currently doing, you're going to end up with the same result. In some ways, you really can't have your cake and eat it too. You have to find something different. It's the same analogy they use with everything else, whether it's money-related, finances, diet, exercise, all those stuff. You have to change what you're doing in order to change the outcomes. You have to do the work and find the team to help control the cost. It really needs to be the team, because obviously if the renewals are status quo, you get even a 10% increase, and then the broker goes to bat for you and says, hey, I need a decrease on this, and they get a 4% decrease on it. Now you got a 6% increase, and the broker thinks he's done a good job. He paints the picture, said, you know, I just saved you nearly 50% on the increase, and you sound like a hero, right? But it's all built and designed that way. They increase it knowing that people are going to come back, and then they decrease. It's just it's this cat and mouse game, but we have nothing to go by in most cases. We just don't have any clue. We don't know what to do. We just know that these numbers come out. We have no leverage. We have no data analysis. And it's like asking a CFO to run a company, their finances, just based on revenue in and the final number of revenue out, not looking at anything in between. They would quit. They would say, well, you're not allowing me to do my job. But they do quit when it comes to healthcare. But that's what the whole point I'm trying to get across. But they need outside urgency in a lot of cases. In these other cases, they just found their own urgency, including, you know, losing the company altogether. Coming down the pipe, the Consolidated Appropriations Act is going to make employers more responsible, especially middle-sized, large markets. The CA will penalize you from the government's going to come in and give you a penalty for not doing what you're supposed to do, or not be able to prove that you did what you were supposed to do, even though you're still exactly where you were at. More and more employees will catch on to the CAA and file lawsuits against you, the company, even the board of directors. The list goes on. Recently, Johnson & Johnson is in the middle of a lawsuit because of a prescription drug that could have been dealt with and if they picked a different vendor. And to my knowledge, and again, this is just for information only, I'm not giving you case facts or anything, but to my understanding is they couldn't provide the proof initially that they did due diligence to lower cost of meds. And in this case, they're large enough, they could pick a pharmacy benefit manager, they could pick and choose whoever they want, whereas in smaller companies, they may not have that much of a choice. So it's kind of like if you buy one package to get better rates or better coverage, it may automatically come with a pharmacy benefit manager that you can't carve out. So in this case, they could, right? And they have to come up with some information that they picked this vendor for some specific reason, and they took into account everything else. And so I do think the outcomes are going to get interesting. It's hard to say what the courts are going to do, but more lawsuits have filed suit and behind this and before this, right? There was other ones too, and it could be indirect. Like there's a Kraft Heinz food lawsuit because they couldn't get access to certain data by the insurance company. And the insurance company says, well, you signed our agreement saying that we're not going to allow you to have it. And they're just saying that if we're paying you all this money, we own the plan because we could choose to move away from you. It's our choice. You should be able to provide us the information. So more lawsuits are going to come on this, and it's going to go downstream. So small employers, watch out. I know some small employers are getting out of the health insurance game altogether. They're doing programs like ICRA and some other programs to still provide a benefit to the employees, just not in through a group health insurance product. And so those who are listening to this that is curious about that, give our office a call and we'll walk you through that. But CFOs will continue to make more mistakes. I mean, like I said, they're human. Yes, they're analyzing dollars, but in the healthcare world, I mean, this could be hundreds of thousands of dollars that are being missed, millions if they're larger companies. And when I say even larger, you're still talking about hundreds of employees, maybe a couple thousand. And it obviously keeps going. The number keeps getting bigger, how much you could be wasting your money on. The CFOs and HRs needs to team up, and they need to be in the room at the same time, because HR doesn't understand numbers. CFO doesn't understand how the employees are going to be impacted, but they need an equal balance. They need compromise. HR cannot fight and defend that people are going to be disrupted because they don't have a nice purple card in their wallet. And so they need to be open-minded about it, because the coverage is really better when you move to the other side, especially for mid-sized companies. It really truly does get better. It's almost like the information that no one really knows about it, when you find it out, it solves all your problems, but no one talks about it. And it's kind of like one of those, but the issue is that more and more people in the industry are willing to talk about it. They brag about it. They brag about how much money that is being saved with these employers by reversing the trend. But no one wants to listen to it. They just think that they could still do it the same way and do the same results, and that's not true. You're going to have to look at how you do your renewal completely different. You need to find a broker that knows how to do this, right? And some cases, you might be able to stretch a broker. A broker may have intellectual knowledge on this, and you may be able to, with your questions and answers and his resources, you'll be able to solve the problem together. And that's what they're there for. The broker most likely will charge a fee, more like a consultant. And I tell you, great advice is never free. Free advice is usually generally not good enough. You might get golden nuggets along the way, but if you want to reverse the trend by millions of dollars, you're going to have to pay for it and expect to pay for it. And most of those charge a reasonable fee. It's not like they capture this market and they're able to gouge things. All the brokers that I have connected all over the country that are doing this, everything is just fair and reasonable. There might be some financial incentives for them if they perform, meaning act on what they promise to you, then they get a bonus. If they don't, they don't get the bonus. And so there's some financial incentive for them, because now they have to work for that renewal. They have to work to reverse the trend. If they deliver on the promises, then you reward them with the bonus. Yes, then they're compensated more, but if they're delivering on the promises that are made to help control this healthcare cost, then I think it's well worth it. But how much is it worth? Like, some people will say, well, how much is too much when you pay these brokers to do this type of work, right? Well, if the broker or consultant saved you $1 million, just $1 million over the next 2 to 4 years, or even $2 million, and for smaller companies, this could be $50,000 in 1 year, or $50,000 over several years. How much is that worth to you to actually get to that point? And even if you had to pay the broker 50% of the savings, even then you would still win. You would still be ahead of the curve, but they're not charging 50%. So it's way less than that. And so you're going to be able to save money, reverse the trend, pay for good advice, get better healthcare for your employees. So the first thing you have to do is definitely change your mindset. There are so many options that are out there. You definitely need to start diving into, roll up your sleeves, become accountable, right? The way you've been doing it for years, the way you've been taught is no longer true if you want different outcomes. You know, biggest concern really comes down to provider network. Well, a lot of these, there is no provider network requirement. But you do need to be concerned. There are some brokers out there that try to put skinny plans in place, narrow the network. So it's a valid question, needs to be addressed, but have faith in open network access. It's a long game, so you may not get results in the first year. It's just a fact. There's times that we've did it taking 2 years before we start moving the needle. It takes time. It's like moving a big ship out there, especially the bigger the company, maybe the harder to turn. And so, in other words, the bigger the loop that you have to make. There's no more tight turns anymore. You have to be very thoughtful with the moves that you make, very tactical. You need to hire the team to work with, and it probably won't be cheap, but it's going to be worth it in the long run with the savings, and not only the savings, but the control of the cost. You're going to get access to reporting that you never did before. Like I said, I gave the example that how is a CFO going to run the company? All they have access to are deposits coming in and the total expenses going out and no details in between. They can't analyze what revenue streams are losing money. They can't analyze what's profitable, what's not, none of that. That's exactly what's going on with healthcare, and somehow CFOs out there accept it. Even fractional CFOs, some of these smaller mid-sized companies that don't have an internal CFO and they're hiring a consultant outside that probably do their tax returns, maybe their bookkeeping. Those guys, shame on them too for not rolling up their sleeves and helping this company out, trying to minimize expenses, because it'll be worth paying them the money to look at financial reports from an insurance company for your specific claim analysis for your company to find out which way you're going to go. And to find out more, the control on your costs, get a playbook. And you're going to get that at leapbenefits.net/playbook.